Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another. This week, we're having a beautiful conversation over faith and works, along with a great discussion over the sin of partiality and favoritism, depending on your translation. Our heartbeat for this wisdom series is to seek the prayer and counsel of the Lord. Our key verse for this series that we are challenging you to memorize with us is found in James chapter 4, verse 15. If the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. This book is located in the New Testament after Hebrews and before 1 Peter. As we sat down to discuss our redefined priorities for the fall, we wanted to ensure God was the one leading and guiding our organization. To know and follow His direction, there should be intentional space in our daily rhythms and yours for prayer and time in His Word. But let's begin with a really fun question. So to begin, let's chat about all things fall, football, and new rhythms. Emily, do you have a favorite team? And tell us about some of the new rhythms that you are excited about.
Well, ladies, this may or may not surprise you, but I don't have a favorite team. I really enjoy nachos, though, and absolutely love the fall season. It's a great time to reset my priorities. There's something just about the change of the season, the crisp cool air that comes in October where I live, and getting into a good rhythm for the school year. So last night we had our fall women's kickoff, and it was tailgate themed, and it was just a beautiful night of worship and being encouraged to truly be intentional with our time. So there are still a few things I would like to get done before we welcome a new baby into our family. So my goal is to try to wake up between 5 and 5:30 and make the most of my days. What about you, Jordan?
So my family was a big football family growing up, and I tried to get into it for years, but obviously it is absolutely not my cup of tea. But my whole family on my mom's side are Ohio State Buckeye fans. But Emily, that kickoff sounds wonderful because tailgate food is delicious.
Amazing, for sure.
That sounds awesome. I'm sure my 12-year-old would love that because he loves nachos. So my 12-year-old actually just started middle school, and our 6-year-old started first grade. So we are getting into a good rhythm of waking up early and honestly just enjoying how smooth the day is when it is more structured. My kids get better rest, and so do I. We have been working with our 2 youngest on Bible memory verses, and we are reading a lot lately. My 6-year-old is going to a private Christian school, so there is a lot that we are doing with that, and it's just beautiful to see how much she loves going to school right now.
Yeah, that's really sweet. I'm glad she's enjoying it.
Yep, every day she's like, it was great today. I love school. So pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us for a special conversation. This will be perfect for any woman. Listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Jordan, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Emily.
Hi, ladies. Welcome.
She is the founder of Redefined Sisters. We are thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. Thank you for tuning in, ladies. We would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we reach more women with the hope of the gospel. And in today's episode, we are reading from the CSB and the NASB translations of the Bible. As you prayerfully consider new rhythms and resetting priorities this fall, we want to encourage you to spend time in the presence of God. We live in a noisy and chaotic world. The one constant and greatest source of hope we have is cultivating time with Jesus, and that will always bring true rest and fulfillment. So, in review of our last episode, we discussed the first chapter of James. It was written by James, who was the half-brother of Jesus and a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes who are dispersed. His name in Greek is Jacobus, and in Hebrew, Yaakov. In English, his name is actually James. Most translations render his name as Jacob, which is pretty cool that there's so many different names coming off of the Hebrew and the Greek name as well. You can read about him in Acts chapter 12 and 15 and in Galatians chapters 1 and 2. He was a leader in the church in Jerusalem, comprised of Messianic and Christian Jews. This book contains Jacob's wisdom for all of Jesus' followers, and he wants to challenge your theological stance and exhort you to better love God and your neighbor. We absolutely love this series because it is filled with practical wisdom for everyday living.
Okay, ladies, we wanted to take a few moments apart from our conversation to share with you that during the month of September, we will take a short break from our Redefined podcast and resume in October. We are working on creating special episodes for our Equip Her membership community over on Patreon, which we talked about in our last episode. Our September Fall Equip Plus Equipping Women's Group will be filled with lots of encouragement and great conversation beginning September 2nd and running through the 23rd. We will cover the following topics: realigning priorities in challenging seasons, shifting your focus, embracing change, and a fun one, let's get to work. So be sure to sign up and join us. Or we will look forward to connecting with you again in October. Our prayers are with you during this season.
A brief synopsis of our last episode, James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. We are to consider it all joy when we encounter various trials. The text says, when you. So the trials are coming. It's a matter of when God brings them into our lives. And for verse 4, let endurance have its perfect result so that you will be complete and lacking in nothing. And Emily, would you like to go over James chapter 2 with us?
Yes, we will begin our conversation in James chapter 2. And I'll read through it and then we'll discuss a little bit of the verses. So James starts out in verse 2 by challenging us to not hold our faith in the glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of partiality or favoritism towards others. So let's continue in James chapter 2. I will read that for us, and then we'll go back and review some verses. So James starts us off in verse 1 by challenging us to not hold our faith in the glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of partiality or favoritism toward others. So let's go on in verse 2. For if a man comes into your assembly with a gold ring dressed in fine clothes, and there also comes in a poor man in dirty clothes, and you pay special attention to the one who is wearing the fine clothes, and you say, you sit here in a good place, and you say to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down by my footstool. Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil motives? Verse 5, listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Is not the rich who oppress you and personally drag you into court? Do they not blaspheme the fair name by which you have been called? If, however, you are fulfilling the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not commit murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Before we go on to the next section, let's review a little bit. I want to just pause on verse 2 and talk about that a little bit. So it says to speak and act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. So I want to just encourage us that it is easy to pass judgment upon other women and others. This is truly contrary to the gospel. Christ died to set us free from sin, and this includes both the rich and the poor. Jesus powerfully displayed this to us on the cross. He showed us an overwhelmingly amount of his mercy and grace. So he took the punishment for our sin. And when God looks at us, for those who place their faith and trust in Jesus, he doesn't see our sin, but pure and undefiled forgiveness through his son. And we are loved and called to walk in freedom with the grace we have been given. And it is truly a gift that we receive. So we can love both the rich and the poor, all in the name of Jesus. And so let's go to verse 14 of this section. So let's go ahead and move to verses 14 through 26, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But if someone may well say, you have faith, I have works, show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. Verse 20. But you are willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see, the man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. So let's go back to verse 14. It says, what use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? I'm going to go down to verse 23 and just talk about that a little bit. So Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness in Genesis 15. God established his covenant with Abraham in Genesis 17, but this required faith and action as he walked by faith and believed the promises of God. The same is true for Rahab when she hid the spies and believed God and sent them another way in Joshua 2. So even when God called Abraham to offer up his son Isaac on the altar, Abraham was obedient and he was displaying faith in action, so faith by his works. And ultimately, God provided another sacrifice for him, which is beautiful to see. So, you know, that's just really important when we talk about faith and works. They work together, obviously. And so let's go and read in Matthew chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, as we were talking about Rahab. And if you don't know Rahab's story, she was a prostitute, but she had faith in God. And she became the great-grandmother, really the great-great-grandmother of King David, and was included in the lineage of Jesus. So it's very important how God can change a woman's heart and use her for his glory. So let's go to Matthew chapter 1. Solomon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed, the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David, the king. Please know that Jesus is ready to receive you with open arms, regardless of how broken your past has been. And we encourage you to check out the resource that we've had linked for our study in the book of James. So that will be in the show notes for you. It's a very short video, but it'll give you kind of an overview as you dive deeper into this book. And Jordan, do you want to go over some verses about faith and works for us?
All right, ladies. First, we're going to turn to the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not produce fruit, he removes, and he prunes every branch. He prunes every branch that produces fruit so that it will produce more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me and I in you. Just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the one vine. You are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit because you can do nothing without me. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown aside like a branch, and he withers. They gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you produce much fruit, and prove to be my disciples. Next, we're going to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Be on your guard against false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire, so you'll recognize them by their fruit. So, ladies, we are going to turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. And yet, because we know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we ourselves have believed in Christ Jesus. This was so that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no human being will be justified. But if we ourselves are also found to be sinners while seeking to be justified by Christ, is Christ then a promoter of sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild those things that I tore down, I show myself to be a lawbreaker. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died for nothing. And lastly, I will have us turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. And lastly, ladies, we are going to bow our heads in prayer. We love prayer in this community. So, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this ministry and that Emily and I get to join together to spread your word to other ladies, whether it's in person, through a podcast, or our Facebook group, or our other social media platforms. Thank you for helping us write this episode, and I hope and pray that every lady who listens takes something away from it, and that they learn to dig into your word and to love you like you love them, Father. Thank you for every single lady that listens, we pray for each and every single one of them to give your love away like they receive it, and to continually follow with what you are teaching and commanding. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So thank you for joining us. We hope to see you in one of our discipleship communities this fall. We are currently reading through the book of Nehemiah. So ladies, we love you. Thank you for being here, and we look forward to reconnecting again in October. Happy fall. Bye, ladies.
Bye. See you soon.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinesisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.